This Sunday is our second Sunday of our three weekends of our annual stewardship renewal, and we have wonderful readings this Sunday that fit right in with our renewal because today's readings are about love, the deep love that God has for his people and the radical love we are called to have to live out in response to God's love for us. And the stewardship way of life is nothing more and nothing less than a practical application of loving God and neighbor in our daily lives. Jesus sums up the message of all the prophets, as well as the purpose of all God's laws, in today's gospel passage from St. Matthew. It's a message that we've likely heard before, I'm sure, but it's very beautiful and very challenging, and it bears repeating again and again. It's Christ's response to a question that he was asked about which commandment is the greatest. And now the speaker's not just talking about the Ten Commandments, he's talking about all of the commandments that pious Jews were expected to observe at the time of Jesus, which were about 600, the Ten Commandments, and 590 more that over the centuries the rabbis had added to that list, I guess we would say. And so Jesus sums it up, 600 laws, very simply by saying, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. And the second is like it, you shall love your neighbor as yourself. And how is the second like the first? What do the two have in common? They're both about love. Love God first, and then your neighbor as yourself. And this is the heart of a stewardship way of life. That's what it's about. It's simple enough for a child to understand and challenging enough for an adult to understand as well. But how do we put it into practice? Well, perhaps God is calling you to love him with your whole heart, mind, and soul by committing to a daily time of prayer each day, whenever, morning, noon, night, or by reading the Bible, reflecting on the scriptures, or by spending some time in front of the Blessed Sacrament in adoration, or coming to a weekday Mass in addition to coming to Sunday Mass, something like that. Or perhaps he's asking you to put him first in your family by praying together with your family as a family. Do morning or evening prayer together, grace at meals, for instance, or even to pray the family rosary. Or maybe he wants you to spend less time watching TV and more time, and searching the internet, I should add to that, and more time being with your family, being with others, or just pondering God's blessings that he bestows upon you, each one of us, every day. And how is God calling you to love your neighbor as yourself? Well, maybe it's by checking in on a relative or friend or neighbor who lives alone, or by patiently listening to a colleague at work, that sometimes can be very taxing to do that, you know, or by getting involved in a ministry that serves others. Once a parishioner told me, she said, you know, I don't get all this stewardship stuff you're always talking about, but you know, I joined the Society of Mother Teresa and I just love doing something like that. Well, she did get it. She joined a ministry and she loves doing it. She didn't know she would have such joy doing something like that. And the stewardship way of life is a unique way that each one of us applies those two great commandments to. It's about love. St. Teresa of Calcutta has a famous little prayer for the family. It's a short prayer. It's a very practical prayer. It goes like this. Help us, O loving Father, to take whatever you give and give whatever you take with a big smile. St. Teresa's life was a life of total surrender and dependence on God, a life of lasting peace and joy. And deep down, this is the desire that all of our hearts have. It's in every human heart to want that kind of peace and joy that only God can give. But it's a process that takes time. It's a process that requires us to surrender to small things each day. And something that guides us to this total surrender is its stewardship way of life. Because when we do that, we're saying to God, show me how you want me to use my time, my talent, my treasure for your glory. I surrender them to you. Once someone asked me to go visit their mother-in-law, who was in her 80s, but she wanted to be baptized. And I went to visit her. She lived alone. She had a walker. She couldn't get out of the house. She stayed in that house. She was living there for 6 years in her little apartment is what it was. And so I talked to her, you know, about the sacraments, about baptism, becoming Catholic, and so on. And I finally said, well, she gave me such good answers. I mean, she knew like the catechism back and forth, frontwards and backwards. And I finally said to her, well, Virginia, do you ever just pray? You know, like listen to God and talk to God and pray like that. And you know what she told me? She said, Father, the first thing I do when I get up in the morning is I get out of bed and I grab my walker and I come into the living room and I lift my hands up like this and I say, here I am, Lord. What do you want me to do for you today? Now, your first thought is probably, what can she do? She's shut up in her home. But she can do a lot, and she was doing a lot. She prayed all 5 mysteries of the rosary every day and prayed for others. She had a long list of people she was praying for. She spent time doing something the way that she learned so much about our faith was she said all she does all day long is watch EWTN and Turner Classic Movies. I think she learned her catechism from EWTN. And she used the time there to, knowing that she was limited, of offering up that as a penance and offering that up to God. And that's because each one of us have our own unique ways of living a stewardship way of life, of praying and of being of service to others, of contributing to our church. And with that, I would like to now introduce Michelle and Greg Carlson, who are going to talk about living stewardship in their lives. It's only 2 minutes long. But before they come out, I just want to remind you that next Sunday to bring your commitment card with you. And we place that in the offertory basket during the Mass. Bring that with you unless you've turned your card in already. But now Michelle and Greg are going to speak to us.
Hello, I'm Greg.
I'm Michelle.
Father Troja has asked us to share how stewardship has made an impact in our lives. We come from a Protestant background where we were quite involved already in giving our time, talent, and treasure. This concept was not brand new to us. We came into the Catholic Church in 2008 after completing RCIA in 2007.
It is God who has given us the desire to be involved in the life of this parish. As a result, we have experienced a fuller prayer life, praying the rosary daily along with the liturgy of the hours. We have become involved in various ministries, such as the Knights of Columbus, Extraordinary Ministers of Holy Communion, PSR, the Society of Mother Teresa, Mary's Ministry, and of course, volunteering for the Oktoberfest. These opportunities have proven fruitful and helped us to meet many wonderful people.
When talking about treasure, we sometimes find it a challenge to be generous in our giving. Our money is valuable to us, and if it weren't, it would be hard to part with it, correct? We give because we have a need to give and because God is so generous to us. Our thoughts kept returning to family and community. The church is our community and family. We know that in a family, it's important to share the work and not expect one or two to do the lion's share of it.
There is so much joy to be had in giving sacrificially of our time, talent, and treasure. Along with the people of God, we are helping to bring forth the mission of Christ Jesus.
We look forward to receiving our 2023 commitment card and hope you do as well.
Thank you.
Thank you.